Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 29th, 2017. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, let me start off by giving a big salute to all of the veteran men and women that have given their lives and continue to give their lives for our country. I want you to take a moment today to give thanks for them. You know, we don't always see all of the things and know all of the things that go on behind the scenes in the military, but every day, men and women are losing their lives, getting hurt. They're risking their lives so that we can have and continue to have our freedom. So on this Memorial Day, let us remember them. If you're giving a barbecue, perhaps, dedicate a moment of silence for prayer. But let us not just enjoy the holiday without remembering the reason for the holiday. Well, ladies, are you ready to implement and accomplish your business goals this week? You know, it's going to be a short week, of course, because of Memorial Day holiday, but you can accomplish all the things that you put your mind to, and that is so very, very important to remember that. So I've got a great show lineup for you today. We've got, of course, the five questions to spark your abundance. We always want to have that. And then, of course, I've got a wonderful book excerpt, Breaking the Spirit of Average, which is our book club book of the month. And today on our final chapter read, I'm going to be reading to you key number 7, empower your belief system. Again, empower your belief system. And, you know, I just want to encourage you once more that if you have not added this powerful but short book to your success library, I want to encourage you to do so. Now, for those of you who haven't started creating a success library, well, the first thing you need is you need a nice bookshelf, you know, to have a dedicated space or place where you have books that you can pick up off of the shelf, right? For those techie people, of course, you may have books already in your Kindle that you have in your success library. The one thing that I do notice differently is I have a Kindle and I have, hard copies of books. And the one thing that I can say is that somehow just passing by the books and looking at all of the titles of the books really inspire me. You know, it makes me feel as though I've got that support system there that I can go to and read and learn different ways to be more successful and more productive in my life. So I'm still a big fan of hard copy books. And although I also love the convenience of the Kindle, especially for when I'm traveling, I still like touching the book. I still like having that quiet space where I am reading and I can actually flip the page. Not all the time am I able to do that. So, again, I have my trusty Kindle, which has hundreds of books literally in there. But I do want to encourage you, either way, whether you are a techie and you've got all of your books stored or whether you have hard copy books, I want you to start a success library, okay? And I want you to get serious about reading at least one book per month, which is very, very important. Because remember, most of the individuals that write personal development or success books have at least 10 years of experience. So you can imagine if you just read one book per month, that's adding 120 years of wisdom in your life. And no telling what would happen, right? All the positive things that could happen if you allow those 120 years of wisdom from those 12 books to impact your life, and then you take those suggestions and you implement them, wow, it would be all that much more impactful. So again, I want to encourage you to start your success library. And then, of course, we've got a hot topic for you today. You know, all this month, our overall theme for the month of May has been becoming the CEO of your business. Now, that basically means that it's time for all of us as female business owners to take responsibility for our companies in a whole different way. You know, it's one thing to stay behind the scenes and keep busy administratively, but there are other things that we have to be paying attention to as well as the CEO. And remember, as the CEO of your company, it's important that you also have a bird's eye view of what's going on. It's as though you're looking down on a chessboard and you're able to move the pieces because you can clearly see the way the game should be played. However, in business, when you hold yourself always on the labor side of business and you're consistently, okay, working inside of the business instead of on the business, well, it dilutes your effectiveness as a CEO, which is why often when you're in the labor role, so many other things can fall through the cracks because you are not being the CEO of your company, you are being the laborer, which is a totally different role. And if you remember, there are three roles that every business should play: laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. And of course, it is very important that all three roles are played out in your company. But when it's you and you're responsible for birthing that business, from ensuring that that business is being successful, that it's growing to the next level, you have to put on your CEO hat. And so that's what this month has been about. So today we are going to be talking about, you know, building a stream of referrals. That is what our hot topic is all about today, building a stream of referrals. You know, when asked the question, how do you get referrals, most small business women are going to say, you know, it's usually from other people, one-on-one. I get a lot of people calling me or suggesting me to other people. But here's the thing. If you don't have a referral system that you are managing on a consistent level, even those referrals that other people give you, and don't I know this, that, you know, I have firsthand testimonial here, those referrals can fall through the cracks and they can go unattended, and of course you will lose the potential business there. So as the CEO of your company, one of your responsibilities is being the ambassador for your company, right? And learning how to build a stream of referrals and keep a stream of referrals coming in. While at some point you may have other people marketing for you, the ambassador of the company is always going to be able to generate a lot of referrals because you're going to be out there representing your company, talking to people, networking, speaking on behalf of your company. And so certainly there are going to be people who are interested in what you have to say, and they're going to want some of what you have to say if you say it right. And if you have a system that will work those referrals strategically, then those individuals will turn into your clients or your customers, which is so very, very important. So if you haven't gotten out your Successful Woman Radio Journal or a notepad and pen, it's time for you to do so. So let us go ahead and get right into 5 questions to spark your abundance. Again, 5 questions to spark your abundance. And by the way, I want to thank all of you who are listening to me today on this Memorial Day holiday. Of course, you could have did something else with your time off. So I really, really value and I really appreciate that. And one of the commitments that I made a long time ago with Successful Woman Radio, because this really is kind of like a ministry for me. There's no cost to listen to Successful Woman Radio, but you're going to get a lot of valuable information. You're going to come into a positive environment where you know that, hey, when I listen to Trina every Monday at 12 noon, I know that I can walk away with information I can put right to use in my business and start seeing some kind of positive result. And that is my goal. My goal is that you build a business of abundance, that you build a six-figure plus business that is going to generate that revenue for you so that you can bless the lives of others. And so that is why I come on even during the holiday. I've come on during Christmas, during Thanksgiving. Most of the time I will come on every single holiday, and I try not to fail. 52 weeks out of the year, Successful Woman Radio is on every Monday at 12 noon. So, ladies, you know, just mark it in your calendar and set it as a recurring event. And if you can't listen to it when that recurring event reminder comes up, don't worry. You can go back to the website, successfulwomanradio.com, and you can listen to a previous broadcast. It's right there in the right-hand column. And, again, I think this month you are really going to enjoy all of the topics that we had under our theme of the month, becoming the CEO of your business. Such a very, very important topic. So let's go ahead and go into the five questions to spark your abundance. Number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Remember, it's time for you to kind of build an avatar, and that's what they call it these days. But really all an avatar is a profile. So it's time for you to build a profile of the typical customer that you would like to see in your business, okay? Sometimes if you have enough customers or clients already, you can go and take a look at the common denominator that they may share, and that will help you to build your avatar, okay, of what that actual customer looks like. And why is that so important? Because you can't always just sit back and wait and say, okay, well, I've sent out marketing flyers, I've sent out posts, now I'm just sitting back and waiting on somebody to call or respond from those. No. You must also go out and get your customers personally. You have to go out and reach out to people. You have to call people. You have to say, you have to call them, and you have to ask them directly, you know, do you need such and such services? What can I do for you to be my customer, my client today? That is going to be very, very important. And one thing I think that we have a tendency to do in this 21st century is that we take technology for granted. We feel like, okay, I can send them an e-newsletter, I can send them an announcement with an attachment, I can post in social media, I can do all of these things, and that should be enough. But there is still validity, there is still power in the personal touch, okay? There's still power in the personal touch, and I don't want you to ever, ever forget that. Let's move on to question number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? Now, where I said the word cash, I want you to put an actual dollar amount in that word. What can I do to generate $500 this week? What can I do to generate $250 this week, $1,000, $1,500 this week? What can I do to generate that cash? Now, this is going to require you to set some time aside in your planner for later today, and that's exactly when you need to do it, because you've got to move quickly for the rest of this week. But that's going to require you to set some time aside and to brainstorm within yourself what products, what can you do to help generate that cash, because in order to generate cash, there has to be some product or some service that your potential customers are going to need or want. And then you're going to have to figure out how to get it out there in front of them so that you can call them to action to purchase that product or service, thereby helping you to accomplish your cash goal for the week, right? That's very, very important. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? What can I do to be a better leader? I want to just personally share with you, this week it is my goal to follow up better. I had a couple of things that fell through the cracks on yesterday. I was celebrating the Memorial holiday and, you know, got carried away with playing games and doing some things, and before I knew it, this morning I was waking up looking over my calendar and I saw where I missed a few things. So I have to get better in that. And that is one thing that's very, very important, is You have to be able to recognize when you need to improve something for yourself as the CEO of your business. That's what strong CEOs are made of. They can self-correct. They can see their flaws. They can see where they need to make changes and improvements. And instead of them saying to themselves, this is who I am, this is, you know, people have to accept me for who I am, or you lying to your own self, instead of going through all of that, you just simply acknowledge, hey, I made a mistake, or I let something fall through the cracks, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. And then you come up with a way to improve that or to correct the situation. So very, very important. So often, I think as women, we have a tendency to make a lot of excuses for why something didn't get done, because we're trying to make ourselves feel better, right? But in essence, it's not really helping us. We might feel better for the moment. However, it's not really helping us to move ourselves to the next level. So we really need to start snapping our behinds and catching when we are not doing something that we should be doing as the CEO of our company. And I hope that you guys receive that openly because, you know, I'm always snapping my behind. I'm correcting myself to the point that I need to take action to implement a better strategy or a better system or follow the one that I already have in place, okay? Very, very important. Here is number four. What products or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Well, this is something that, as the CEO, this is something that should become very natural to you to have prospects and to have people that you've been networking with and connecting with for possible collaborations. But if you haven't been networking a lot, if you haven't been meeting new people, then this is going to be a weak spot for you. And this question isn't meant for you to say, well, I haven't been networking, so I guess I can skip that one. No, this question means that if you don't have prospects or possible collaborations in place or that you can start working on, it simply means that you need to become a better ambassador for your company. It means that you need to start getting out there and networking and talking to people and calling people every single day if at all possible. Do this. Start with just calling one new person that you don't know every single day to let them know about who you are and what you do, and be open to learning about who they are and what they do. Now, you might say, well, I don't have anybody to call, so why are you recommending this if I don't have anybody to call or I don't know who to call? Oh, trust me, you have a lot of people you can be reaching out to. Let's start with social media. How many friends do you have on social media? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're telling me that you can't reach out to anybody and you have 1,000 friends or 500 friends or heck, even 50 to 100 friends and you're not reaching out to them so that they know who you are on social media, shame on you. You know, so this is what you do. Got a quick system for you to how do you reach out to people in social media. So you first click on the person, go to their personal page, see if there's someone that you do want to connect with, right? And then just send them a short message, right? Just, hi, I'm Trina. I went over your profile, and I think we have some things in common. I would love to connect with you so that we can share what we each do. Is Tuesday at 12 noon okay for you? Or, you know, here's my phone number. Let's connect. I mean, you can come up with something short and brief to say, but this is what I do, and I get people replying back every single time I do it saying, oh, I would love to do that, okay? So, again, what you have to be is you have to be open to honestly hear and listen to what they are saying that they do as well. And this is how you begin to figure out if there are any possible alignments, if there's any possible collaborations. Now, of course, you don't collaborate with people that you don't know, so that gives you more time to follow up and schedule more connection calls and follow that person so that you can get to know them and determine whether they would be someone that you would want to collaborate with or not. As far as prospecting is concerned, you know, people will tell you right away if they are interested in what you have, right? But that if neither one of those things work out during that connection call, it doesn't mean that you drop that person. It means that you add them to your general email list with their permission so that you can keep them in the loop. And that's just what you tell them. I'd love to add you to my email list. I don't spam. I only send out one email per week. And I think that you'll gain inspiration from it. And you may know people that you are able to refer. And that's what you do. And last but not least, number five, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, this is not a question where for the first time you should be asking yourself this question, but this question is based on the fact that you should already have a marketing system and strategy in place, but there are multiple strategies you should be using to market your company, and sometimes you're not going to use all of them at the same time. For example, you may have a different way that you market events, a different way that you market services, a different way that you market different types of products that you are offering, right? But the point here is that you should already know in your mind and have it set up to how you're going to be marketing and promoting so that you can go and check to ensure that all of those things are in place. If you say, well, I don't know how I'm going to market or promote my business this week because I don't have a marketing strategy in place, well, guess what? Remember when I told you guys in the beginning that as the CEO, you had to quickly know how to correct yourself on things? Well, this is one of them. If you don't have a marketing strategy or a plan or a system in place, this is where you get back to the basics of going to the drawing board and figuring out how to market your business. And I do want to just stop right here, preempt, and say this. Marketing is like air and oxygen to your business. Without a marketing plan, without truly having a clear plan, and not just having the plan, but without implementing it on a consistent and ongoing level and having an automated process in which you are doing it, then you will never see the full capacity of what your business could be doing. If your business has to always depend on you physically getting out there and getting new customers and marketing, you're never going to see the full capacity again of what it could be doing for you if you would add on automation and add on multiple strategies that can be working for you even when you're sleeping, okay? So those are the five questions to spark your abundance. And I want you ladies to be committed to yourselves as the CEO of your company. Take it seriously. And make sure that you are scheduling enough planning time for yourself that these things can happen. Now, I recommend every Sunday in the evening, anytime after 7 p.m., that you go ahead and schedule at least 45 minutes to 1 hour of planning time for yourself. Now, this is what you do. During this planning time, the first thing you want to identify is you want to ask yourself, what is my goal for this week? What do I want to see accomplished by Friday? What has to happen by Friday, right? And, you know, you need to know how much money is it that you're trying to make by Friday. Then you want to back up to where you are. You want to have your calendar out. And you want to look at all of the activities that you have in your calendar. And here's the thing, plain and simple. If the activities in your calendar don't coincide and support what it is that you would like to have done by Friday, then you need to get to deleting some of those activities, canceling meetings that are not relevant to what it is that you're trying to do. Because I'm going to just put it out there for you, because this is what I see happening a lot. I just want to say that I'm seeing a lot of business women not holding their business in priority. And I know what I'm talking about because I talk to business women day in and day out, and I coach a lot of people. And what I'm seeing is that there's just too many other activities that I feel could be eliminated so that you can have more time for your business. So when you start planning out for the week on Sundays, you've got to open that calendar and you've got to be willing to eliminate those activities that don't support what it is you want to have accomplished in your business by Friday. And then you've got to add the things that will support what it is that you want by Friday. And I know that this is a lot. This has a lot to do with why a lot of businesswomen aren't accomplishing their goals by Friday of every week, okay? And I want you to pay attention to that. Ladies, at the end of the day, you have to remember you do have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. It's 12:25 after the hour. You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman radio show with me, Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. Hey, have I ever mentioned to you that you have one free power talk with me every year? Oh, you didn't know it. Well, let me just share some information with you about it. A power talk is a coaching session where we can brainstorm and discuss your challenges and discuss solutions to overcoming those challenges, discuss ways to market your business. If you're not in business yet, discuss new ideas and opportunities and things that you might be able to do to generate more revenue for yourself. But it's not going to happen if you don't take advantage of the power talk. So again, if you have not had a power talk with me, head on over to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, click on coaching. And once you land on our coaching page, look over in the right-hand column and simply click Schedule Power Talk. It'll take you right to the page where you can schedule your power talk, and we can be talking help. You know, it's okay to need help. It's okay to need to brainstorm. It's okay to need to be held accountable so that you can take your business to the next level. I tell you what, and this is so very interesting. I used to think that men would have a problem if I handed them a card, because sometimes I have a lot of people referring gentlemen to me, and I at the time won't have my standard consulting card. I'll just have a Women About Biz card, and I'll hand the card to the men, and they'll look at it for a minute, and then they'll look at me and say, well, when can I schedule an appointment? In other words, it doesn't bother them that the word Women About Biz is on the card, and they see that I'm focusing on women, and their minds are like, look, I need some of this too. How can I take advantage of this? And this is very interesting. Whenever I say to a male to go ahead and schedule a power talk, do you know they'll go right on Women About Biz and log in to the coaching section and go ahead and schedule a power talk? They will do it in a flash. But when I say it to women, even though they have expressed to me that they need the help, they don't do it. They procrastinate. It's not because they don't want it. They procrastinate and say, okay, well, I'll schedule that with Trina later this week. And before they know it, a week turns into weeks, weeks turn into months. And before they know it, next year this time, they'll be saying, you know, I meant to schedule a power talk with you last year. Listen, ladies, we've got to stop that. We've got to stop doing that. Take swift and immediate action. It's free. It is quality. You're going to get good information. You're going to feel supported like you've never felt before. Go ahead and schedule your power talk with me so that I can help you, right? And then you will be able to know things that you can implement to see better results for yourself and your business. So what I want to do right now is I want to go ahead and just quickly talk to all of you about something that I think is vitally important. And it's so important to me that usually at about 6 months out before the end of the year, I always bring it up because it's that important. And I'm talking about no other than developing a strategy for the rest of this month. And I just want to share with you where your thought path should be as the CEO of your company for the rest of this year and moving on into 2018, okay? As the CEO of your business, there is nothing more important than developing an annual business strategy for your company. Your business strategy is your blueprint that tells you, you know, how you're going to execute and implement things to accomplish your overall vision for your business. You know, if your vision is that you want to see yourself listed in 3 magazines, or you want to be on the front cover of a magazine, if your vision is that you really want to see $100,000 cash in the bank after all expenses, if you want to see technology being used in your business like never before, you've got automation going on, you've got your e-newsletters in place, if you need to build a power team of people that you can rely on that can help you take your business further than you ever thought possible, then all of these things have to be planned for. You have to have a blueprint to know how to get there. You know, every single year, large and mid-sized and small corporations are used to having a strategic planning session with their upper management or with their middle management, and many will even bring in supervisors and other employees on committees so that the company can be in a better position for the following year or for the rest of the year. Larger companies, much larger companies, even do monthly strategic planning sessions. But, you know, when you are a solo entrepreneur, I think it's important that you go out 12 months to know exactly what you want to see, and then you're going to make an exhaustive list of, you know, all of the things that have to happen in order for you to accomplish your goals and your visions for that 12-month period. Then you can break it down into quarters, months, weeks, and days. You'll never have to ask yourself or figure or look with like a deer in the headlight while trying to figure out what is it that I should be doing for my business, because you have strategically planned. And that's what a strategic plan is all about. So it's time for you now to create a 6-month power strategy, right? That's right. We only have about 6 months left in the year. And I say 6 months because starting July 1st through the end of the year, that is 6 months. So what I want you to start doing is I want you to really take this whole month, and if you can, I need you to dedicate at least 5 hours every week to planning what your strategy is going to be for the rest of this year, okay? And so what a power strategy is that perhaps you have not been accomplishing your goals this year. Perhaps you haven't brought in even 50% of what your financial goals were for this year. And it's time for you to make a change on that. And you're tired of every December coming around and not seeing the kind of cash in your checking, your business checking, that you really would like to see. Or you're tired of not paying yourself an income that you know you deserve and you should be able to generate. So this is when it's time for you to get very, very serious about creating a power strategy to get you there, right? And all a power strategy is that you're ready to really commit like never before to see those results, to set everything in place and implement it. And I just want to just say this is something that you won't be able to necessarily always do by yourself if you're not used to doing it. If you did not see and get the results that you wanted in the last couple of years, then you definitely hands down need a coach, and I would love to work with you. But what we have to do as women is that we have to stop internalizing and thinking that we have to be the only source to help ourselves, because that's hindering us, that's holding ourselves back. We need to be pushing forward, right? And so you've got to develop that power strategy of where you need to go for the rest of this year. And so, again, I want you to commit to at least 5 hours per week this week on planning. And that does not include at least 1 hour every morning for your daily meditation, your planning for the week. No, this is something separate that you have to really drill down and get serious about. This is where my talent comes in, because, you know, you have to know how to leverage the talent and potential of other people, and this is where my talent comes in. Strangely enough, I can help others where I can't always help myself. And I think that's because we all need accountability. We all need a coach. We all need someone that is very strong in strategic planning. And I happen to be very strong in that area. So what I want to recommend that you do is I want to recommend that you consider having a strategic planning session with me, okay? And I call it the strategic discovery session. And again, you can schedule that by going to womenaboutbiz.com, looking over in the right hand, clicking on coaching, and then looking in the right hand column and clicking on schedule strategic discovery session. I'm going to say that one more time for you. You go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then in the top menu bar, you click on coaching. Once you get to the coaching page, look over in the right-hand column and select schedule strategic discovery session. And there I have information on how you can schedule a discovery session. Now, just a quick tip for you. This is how you can take advantage of your Power Talk. If you schedule your free Power Talk with me, that is, if you've never had one, I keep notes, I keep detail records. If you schedule your free Power Talk with me, then we can also, in your Power Talk, discuss how you can begin to prepare for your strategic discovery, okay? How you can start creating your strategic planning for the next 6 months. I will give you some great tips on that. But you've got to take action, right? Well, enough said about that. What I want to go ahead and do, I'm going to move right into our book club book of the month, Breaking the Spirit of Average, 7 Keys to Turn Your Average into Awesome. And this is written by Joseph B. Washington. I've met Joseph before. One day I was speaking, at a mall. They were having Entrepreneur Week at the mall, and I was one of the speakers. And there was this gentleman that was sitting at my table, and he and I just started talking and talking. And one thing led to another, and he gave me a copy of his book, and he autographed it. I brought the book home, and it sat on my Success Library shelf for about 2 weeks. And then as I was going through my library shelf looking at the book that I wanted to read for the next week, the topic just hit me, and I picked it up. I read it, the book, just a day, and I read it again, and I read the book every day for 5 days, and it was just so empowering, and I incorporated it as a suggestive book for our Success Library. So I am on key number 7 in the book, Empower Your Belief System. He starts off with a quote that says, the only thing that stands between a person and what they want in life is the will to try it and the faith to believe it is possible. And that quote was by Rich DeVos. He says, many cultures tell the story of a baby elephant whose ankle is tied to a stake from a young age. The baby elephant struggles to free itself from captivity, but it is too small and weak. As it grows up, it becomes strong enough to force the stake out of the ground with a small kick easily. However, it is so accustomed to being unable to move outside of the perimeter of the rope that it will never try. Once held captive by force, it is now held captive only by its own belief system. He says, I hope you understand by now that your ability to break the spirit of average is not dependent on your raw intelligence, your physical strength, or your other talents, or your lack of those things. There are more people than I like to think about walking around on this earth with unbelievable gifts, but they waste their days drowning in mediocrity. There are some people with the potential of becoming great athletes, leaders, politicians, teachers, and even doctors who will never fulfill their destiny and never move beyond average. The abilities you were born with play a very small part in whether you will be average or exceptional. As you've learned in this book, your ability to break the spirit of average is determined by your attitude, your use of your time, and your willingness to be taught by a mentor. Further, it's determined by your commitment to read daily, anticipate opposition, and guard your goals. After you bring all these principles together in your life, the final step in breaking the spirit of average is to empower your belief system. What is your belief system? Well, have you ever really thought about that? In my travels, I've noticed that a lot of people don't take much time to sit down and reflect on their personal beliefs and how it impacts their lives. I'm not just talking about religious beliefs, although that could be part of it. I'm talking about the way you look at the world, the way you look at your relationships, and the way you look at yourself. Do you look at each day as full of endless possibilities, or are you like the elephant with enough strength to terrorize a small army but who remains convinced he can never be free? All of us make our own assumptions about what reality is. These assumptions are the foundation for everything else we do. For instance, you will go to a new restaurant and easily sit down in a chair you have never seen, assuming it would support your weight. Like the elephant, your early experiences in life shape most of your beliefs. I like the way professor and author Dr. David J. Schwartz says it, believe it can be done. When you believe something can be done, really believe, your mind will find the way to do it. Believing a solution paves the way to a solution. Whenever you empower your belief system, he says, you examine what you know to be true and force your decisions to line up with those truths. You begin to live your life with the correct set of assumptions. Empowering your belief system means that you take an honest look at your life without letting your past experience limit the possibilities of your future. You begin to operate on what you know to be true, not just what you have seen or done before. Have you ever read about a person who started a business with $5 and built a multi-million dollar corporation? If so, then you know that it's really possible to do it. Have you ever seen it with your own eyes? No. Have you done it yourself? Not yet. However, you can begin to function with the knowledge that those kinds of things can be done. If others can do it, then you can do it also. I want to end right there with this book and just say it is just has been a joy to cover this book this month, Breaking the Spirit of Average. Again, I recommend that you add it to your success bookshelf and read it as often as you possibly can to enlighten your knowledge of how you really do have the ability to move yourself to a much higher level. We all, as a matter of fact, have been born with the power to achieve our experiences in life, what we've been taught coming up, right, and the beliefs that we have accepted, although many of them may not be true, have all impacted how we believe and what we can do. So I want to encourage you to break that spirit of average. Do what you know you have the potential and the talent to do and make it happen for yourself. It's 12:42 after the hour. Don't hang up that phone. Don't click off that page because I've got more great stuff coming for you. Well, as you know, again, our theme for all of this month has been becoming the CEO of your business, and I've shared with you exactly what that meant. I want to go into right now a topic that's very dear to me because I have always been very dependent on referrals, and I'm going to just, you know, I'll just give you a quick testimonial of how having a stream of referrals has really, really worked for me. So one of the things that I truly enjoy about being the ambassador for Women About Biz is it gives me the opportunity to go speaking in a lot of different places. And even if nobody has invited me to speak, I'm always sending out inquiry letters asking people, can I speak at their event or can I speak for their group? And I give them a speaker sheet with about three topics that I speak on. And some are 20 minutes, some are 30 minutes, and some are even 45 minutes. And I always get a positive response with people calling me back saying, we'd like to schedule you for our radio show or we'd like you to come. I also go as the ambassador for Women About Biz, and I work with a lot of youth, and I go to the high schools and work with the Future Business Leaders of America. I've always done that. And so it has always brought about a stream of referrals for me being the ambassador for the organization. And nothing does my heart better than when I am standing somewhere and someone walks up to me and say, "Miss Trina, you may not remember me, but you spoke at my high school, and I am married now. I have two kids, and I want you to know that I just joined Women About Biz." And it just really brings such joy to me, because I know that the things that I have done with representing the organization continue to work, even if it's a long distance, if it's been a long time frame. And so Women About Biz, of course, is 17 years old, and it's been about 15 years that I've always gone to high schools. I've always reached out to different business clubs at various high schools and spoke. And so you can imagine some of those women who are members of Women About Biz are now in their 30s. And, you know, it just does my heart well. So what has worked for me has been developing that consistent stream of referrals. But you've got to do it for yourself. As the CEO of your company, your responsibility is to be the ambassador, is to get out there in front of the crowd so that people know who you are, what you do, and what your company does. And it's not going to happen with you just, you know, taking no action at all, or just kind of staying behind the scenes. It's just not going to work, okay? So one of the things that has to happen is that, number one, if you are introverted, or if you feel that, you know, you're very nervous when you're speaking in front of people, this is a challenge that I would personally be happy to help you with, but you've got to get over it, and you've got to get over it fast. Like, we can't take a year for you to get over that. The easiest way to get over it is, number one, to be prepared to create a 15 to 20-minute presentation, and then to be able to present and see how each time you do it, you get better and better with it, right? That's very important. So that's the first thing that has to happen, is for you to understand that you're going to have to get in the speaker's role when you become the ambassador for your business. The second thing that I think is going to be very, very important is that you've got to get yourself going to networking events at least twice a week. Yeah, I know a lot of people say, "Trina, that's a lot for me right now." But I'm just going to tell you, eliminate something off of your calendar, because you need to be going to a networking event twice a week. Now, how much time is that actually? Well, most networking events last anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours. So let's say travel time might be another hour going to and from the event, so that's 3 hours per networking event. So 6 hours, okay, that's a lot of time, you might say, but, you know, networking events carry a lot of people, and you never know when you're going to meet someone that you can do an incredible collaboration that can take your business to a whole nother level, or when you can meet individuals who will become your clients, okay? You've got to have people to follow up with. And you're not going to have people that you can collaborate or follow up with staying behind the scenes. So as the CEO, your role is to get out there in front. So networking is going to be very important. Speaking is going to be very important. Now, the third thing is, once you get those two things down pat, you have to have places to go and speak at. So this is when you come up with a really good template letter that can be customized based on where you're sending it to or emailing it to, asking people for the opportunity to speak before their organization or their group, and providing them with the benefits, right? So that's very, very important. And in order for that to work in your favor, one of the things that you know you have to have is you have to put it in a system, right? And so what I wanted to do is I want to share a five-step system to build a consistent referral system for yourself, okay, which is very, very important. So these are five steps, and I've had people who have used them. I've helped clients to use them. In my coaching, I use this process. So step one is research and identify your target market. You know, you have to create a list of professionals, companies, and individuals that can be motivated to refer customers to you. So when I say research and identify your target market, or target referral market, so make sure you put that word referral before market, that means that these are people who possibly are compatible, their business is compatible with yours. Perhaps they see your type of clients day in and day out, but they don't offer the exact same services that you do. So I'll take a real estate agent, for example. Their group is an easy group to talk about compatible businesses. So a real estate agent, of course, as we know, they represent individuals to sell or purchase homes. And so they don't do the actual loan. It's the mortgage lender that does the loan. So the mortgage lender sees their type of clients but doesn't do what they do. So a mortgage lender would be a good target referral market for them. Also bank officers, lending officers at the bank would be good target referral market for them. When a person purchases a home, they often have to get homeowners insurance. And so insurance agents are good target referral market for a realtor, right? Because most mortgage lenders, they may have seminars on how to qualify for your first home loan. Most of the time they may invite an insurance agent to speak with them. Insurance agents also give seminars on home ownership and, you know, qualifying for homeowners insurance and, you know, what you have to get together. So, again, those types of individuals are very compatible for the real estate agent. But then there's some other types of businesses that are also extremely compatible. What about cleaning services? You know, someone who cleans a person's home is going to be very intimate with talking with that person about the home and what needs to be done. And if that person's wanting to sell their home, they're probably going to tell that cleaning agency that, hey, I need some extra cleaning done. I'm preparing to sell my house. I want to get it done. So, again, cleaning companies make good referral markets for a real estate agent as well. So, you see, just like I am calling all of that out, each of your businesses have a compatible target referral market that could be sending you streams of referrals. See, and this is why you've got to get yourself out from behind the scenes in the labor role and move yourself up into the CEO role, because the CEO is the ambassador, right? And that's very, very important. Here is step number two. Create your ideal client profile. And I'm going to tell you why this is important. So step number one was to research and identify your target referral market. This is individuals or companies that are compatible with what you do, but they don't do the same thing. Step two is to create your ideal client profile. Now, this does have to do with your client. In order to receive the right type of referral, it's going to be important for you to know exactly the type of clients that you want and then be able to educate your referral markets with this information, okay? Very, very important. And I want to just say this. When you target and identify your target referral market, meaning people who are compatible with what you do but they don't do what you do, you just can't let them go off on their own and start referring people until you have educated them about the type of client. So we're talking about you developing a relationship with your target referral market, right? Absolutely. And then, of course, when you create that ideal client profile, you want to kind of have it bullet pointed and written on a sheet of paper so that they will know and that they're able to see the type of clients that you have. Here is step number three in building a stream of referrals, creating your business referral system. You want to create your core referral infomercial. Again, step three, create your core referral infomercial. You know, when talking with a potential referrer, it's important to quickly deliver a well-thought-out infomercial on how you can benefit anyone that they refer to you. In other words, you should be able to say this in 30 seconds or less, because when you're at a networking event, you know, you want to be able to say something that's going to quickly benefit them, but not too much, saying too much of information that's going to inundate them. You want to give them just enough to whet their appetite to where they're going to come back to you and say, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and schedule a meeting for after this event. After an initial introduction, you can then schedule a connection meeting with them again to share how you can help one another. Here's step number four. Step number four is that in your referral system, you have to also know how you're going to reward your referrers, okay? How are you going to reward your referrers? Money is not the only thing that you can or should reward your referrers with. Most marketing experts agree that referrers often refer because they trust you and have experienced your product and service and a relationship has been established. So organic referrals without the incentive of money will always be the best type of referrers. Now, when I say organic, this means they're not, you didn't even necessarily, after they have developed a relationship with you, you didn't have to call them and say, can you refer somebody to me this week? Can you refer somebody to me today? No. They trust you, and they recognize the quality of service or product that you provide, and they're going to automatically refer. That's what an organic referral is. So what's the best type of rewards? Well, you can give individuals who are a part of your target referral market and who have agreed to refer clients, you can give them gift certificates, movie tickets. You could give them recognition. Maybe every quarter you have them at a luncheon and you purchase lunch for everybody and you give them kind of like a recognition. Or you can do deep discounts off of your services or products. I know some individuals will say, hey, for every person that you refer, I will give you a 30-minute service at no cost, or I will give you 50% off of the service. So it just depends on who the referrer is. But what you need to understand is that you do have to have some type of reward program for individuals that are referring in, others to you. Here is the last step, is step number five, create your referral follow-up process. Oh, my gosh, this couldn't be more important. Referral conversion is the name of the game with this whole process, ladies. It's important to know that just because someone is referred to you, it doesn't mean that they are a committed client yet. Listen, you are responsible for establishing a relationship with the referral, and you're responsible for closing the sale. But not only that, you are also responsible for going back to the person who referred them, thanking them and giving them a progress update. Letting them know, hey, I'm working with the person now. They've done great. Giving them updates on it, okay? That's going to help them to keep referring people to you because you are being responsible. So your referral process, in the process of the follow-up, should include two important steps. Number one, a way to consistently communicate with referrals that you have not closed the sale with. And two, a way to keep the referrer informed on how things are going with the person they refer. Now, there's no need to burden or overly communicate about this, but it's a good thing to let them know, and especially when you close the sale. A thank you card with a reward should immediately be sent to them along with the phone call. So, again, I just want to bring this up, how important this all is. So the five steps to building a consistent business referral system is step one, research and identify your target referral market. Now, don't get this confused. This is the individuals who are going to refer others to you, an individual or a company who is compatible with what you do, but they don't have the same client. Step two, create your ideal client profile. Step three, create your core referral infomercial, right? Step four, reward your referrers. And step five, create your referral follow-up process. Very, very important. So there you have it, ladies. You know, having a string of referrals coming into you requires you to step out from behind the scenes in your business and step in front of it and become the ambassador that you know that you need to be. Now, I do want to give you a couple of other side notes along with that. I want to say that you really need to start thinking about having some professional photos taken, okay? And you also need to be thinking about the dress code. What kind of appearance do you want to have when you're out representing your company, okay? You know, for example, if you had a cleaning company, then, you know, some cleaning companies like to have a really nice logo on a nice polo shirt and pants, or if you are a business professional, you may have a particular color scheme that you like to wear all of the time. Either way, it's going to be important that you go ahead and you create your system. Well, that's all I have for right now. I want you to have an abundant and a productive week, and make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12. Bye-bye, everybody.